Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the Russian airline industry. As you'll be aware, a number of sanctions were brought in against Russia following the invasion. And two of the most important from the airline perspective were that Airbus and Boeing, who are the two biggest aircraft manufacturers in the world, both came out and stated that they would no longer support any of the Russian fleet. So that means that they wouldn't be able to buy any parts, they wouldn't be able to update any of the software, and they would no longer be able to access any of the technical expertise. And this is a major problem when you're talking about airlines, because the industry is highly regulated, there is a lot of certification. And so to keep flying planes, you need to make sure that they are fully up to date, they're fully operational, and they meet with all of the manufacturer's guidelines. So this is a major problem for Russia, and it's now starting to unfold. So in today's video, we'll have a look at the sanctions that were imposed. We'll talk about the implications of those sanctions. We'll then have a look at the fleet of airlines that are in existence in Russia and what the implications are in terms of how large the exposure to Airbus and Boeing are. I'll then tell you about the aircraft stripping that's going on right now in Russia, whereby they are taking apart fully functional airplanes in order to access the spare parts to use on other planes. So they're essentially cannibalizing their existing fleet. We'll then have a look at the market size and the importance of the airline business to the Russian economy. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of what's going on in the airline industry are for Russia. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, and please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos so you can skip over things if you're not that interested in them. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon.
Boeing is the latest company to cut ties with Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. The American airplane manufacturer said late Tuesday that it was suspending parts, maintenance, and technical support for Russian airlines. The United States said it would follow the European Union and Canada in banning Russian flights from its airspace. Boeing's announcement came as aircraft and engine manufacturers, lessors and maintenance, repair and overhaul providers with Russian clients face a raft of EU and US bans. The new sanctions isolate Russia's aviation sector in a similar way to Iran and North Korea, but will have much larger consequences given the bigger size of the Russian market. Russia accounted for around 6% of global air traffic capacity in 2021, according to aviation consulting firm IBA. The country's airlines will also be barred from taking new aircraft on order from Western manufacturers. Boeing said it would stop all major operations in the country, where it also has a technical research center and its largest engineering center for computer-aided aerostructure design outside of the US. European rival Airbus said Wednesday it too had stopped sending parts to Russia and was no longer supporting the country's airlines.
Russia is the largest country in the world geographically and is more than two times the landmass of the USA. And one of the reasons that the airline industry is really important is that a lot of the areas of Russia are inaccessible. They're in difficult terrain. A lot of it is in the Arctic Circle, and it's not easy to get there by any other method other than flying. And a lot of the oil and gas development sites are in these inhospitable places. So air travel is really important to Russia, firstly because it's very large, so a lot of its people need to move around by flight. But secondly, in order to keep the economy moving, it needs to have an efficient domestic airline business. And the sanctions that were brought in by both Boeing and Airbus are far more reaching than the sanctions from other companies. This isn't just an inconvenience for Russia. This is something that is absolutely essential. The airline industry is heavily regulated. There is a lot of certification. And in order to keep aircraft flying, you need to stick to the manuals and regulations provided by the manufacturer. So that means using official parts, replacing them on a regular basis, doing regular maintenance, making sure all the software is up to date, and ensuring that everybody is safe who flies on those planes. So in the normal course of affairs, this means that when you buy a Boeing or an Airbus jet, You have a lifetime relationship with that manufacturer because you need to keep updating the plane and stay within all of the guidelines. The sanctions that have been brought in by the manufacturers means that the tie has now been cut, so it's virtually impossible for the Russian airlines to stay within the recommended guidelines. And this is a major problem. If you're not keeping that plane in the exact conditions specified by the manufacturer, then that means that it's not safe to fly. And that will therefore mean that all of these planes should remain grounded. Now, even if the Russian authorities decide that they want to waive all of the safety recommendations, there are a number of other issues. Firstly, the pilots and the crew who are flying those planes may decide that they're not prepared to take that risk. Secondly, the airports and air traffic controllers may decide that they don't want those planes in the air. And thirdly, if any of these planes are actually due to fly to other countries, then those countries may restrict the entry of any of these planes if they don't have the requisite certification. So this is a really big problem for Russia. So how big a problem do the sanctions applied by Boeing and Airbus represent for the Russian airline industry? There are currently 872 registered commercial airlines in Russia. And this chart shows the breakdown by manufacturer. And as you can see, Boeing represents around 40% of all aircraft and Airbus 37%. So between them, the two manufacturers represent more than three quarters of all commercial airlines in Russia. Airflot is the state-owned airline business that holds around 30% of the total market and operates 183 aircraft. This table shows the breakdown of those aircraft by manufacturer, and as you can see, 178 of the 183 planes are manufactured by Boeing and Airbus. S7 is the second largest airline business in Russia, and of the 101 aircraft it currently operates, 84 were supplied by Boeing and Airbus. And the third largest airline by passenger numbers is Pobeda, which is a budget airline, and 100% of all of the planes used are Boeing. So jumping back to this table, you can see that 670 of the 872 planes that are operating in Russia right now are provided by Airbus and Boeing. And this is a major problem for Russia because now that they no longer have access to any of those parts, software or expertise, then they are now at risk of all of these 670 planes being grounded and bringing the Russian airline industry to a grinding halt. As a direct result of the sanctions, it's now been reported that Russian airlines, including state-controlled Airflot, are stripping jetliners to secure spare parts they can no longer buy abroad because of the sanctions. This initiative is in line with the advice provided by Russia's government in June to allow airlines to use some aircraft for parts to ensure the remainder of the foreign-built planes can continue flying through till 2025. It's been reported that equipment has been taken from two of Airflot's Boeing 737s and Airbus A320s as the carrier needs more spare parts from these models for its other Boeing 737s and 320s. The practice of removing planes to keep another plane flying is commonly known as turning the disused planes into Christmas trees. Although relatively rare, it is most often linked to financial difficulties and has never happened on the same scale as the widespread reshuffle being predicted in Russia in order to address the impact of the sanctions. Jetliners may be made operational again, provided parts taken away are put back, though this would not necessarily reconstitute the traceability needed for jets to re-enter global markets. According to data from Flight Radar 24, around 50 Airflot planes, or 15% of its fleet, including jets stranded by sanctions, have not taken off since late July. The Russian government's advice envisages partial dismantling of a certain part of the aircraft fleet. This would keep two-thirds of the foreign fleet operational until the end of 2025. The main challenge will be keeping engines and sophisticated electronic equipment in working order, as it will be hard to get these parts repaired. Airflot was previously one of the world's top airlines, but is now fully reliant on state support, experienced a 22% fall in traffic in Q2 2022, compared with this time last year, after the sanctions prevented it from flying to most Western destinations. Securing the supply of parts from countries which have not imposed sanctions on Russia is unlikely to help, as companies from Asia and the Middle East fear a risk of secondary sanctions, and also due to the fact that each single part has its own unique number and if the documents have a Russian airline as the final buyer, then it's unlikely that any country would agree to supply those parts. This chart shows the total amount of passenger traffic flying with Russian airlines in the period up until 2019, which was the last year that was unaffected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Over the last couple of years, we've seen a large fall in the amount of airline traffic due to the lockdowns and the pandemic restrictions. So I wanted to show this chart as it shows the growth in the airline business prior to the pandemic period. And as you can see, in 2019, almost 130 million passengers flew both domestically and internationally, with around 73 million people flying domestically and 55 million flying internationally. And you can see from this chart that there has been a steady increase in the number of flights over the last 15 years. So this is a really big business for Russia. Now, clearly the sanctions that have been imposed against Russia and all of its businesses will have a massive impact on the level of international services. Russia can no longer fly to most countries in the Western world, so that traffic has disappeared overnight. But in addition to those restrictions, we're obviously now talking about the problems that the airlines are having with regards to finding spares and parts and software updates. And so if all of their planes do become grounded, we will see an enormous reduction in this level of airline business. This chart shows an estimation of the impact of the airline industry on the Russian economy. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, over 1 million people were employed directly by the industry, and the air transport sector contributed over $22 billion directly to the economy, which equated to just under 2% of total GDP. So this shows how important the aircraft industry is to Russia. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because the aircraft and airline industry is really important to the ongoing success of the Russian economy. Russia is a very large country and it has natural resources located all over its geography. And in order to be able to move people and resources backwards and forwards, it needs to have an operational aircraft business. And in addition to the commercial aspects, there are also a lot of people in Russia taking flights for business and leisure purposes. So it's a really integral part of the infrastructure of Russia. And the fact that over 3/4 of all of the aircraft that are flying in Russia right now are provided by Boeing and Airbus is a major problem for Russia. Both of these companies came out and sanctioned Russia at the start of March and stated that they would no longer provide any spare parts or any technical advice or any software. And this is a major problem in an industry that is highly regulated and is dependent upon certification. You need those certificates to be able to fly planes safely, both domestically and internationally. Now, from an international point of view, this is going to kill all of Russia's overseas flights, because air traffic controllers and airports are not going to allow those airlines to enter their airspace and to land on their runways. So this is a major problem. But even domestically, it's a big problem for Russia. Even if the authorities say that we don't care about the certification, you can fly whatever you like, the pilots who are getting into those planes are unlikely to want to take off if they know that there is a risk of that plane not being able to get to its destination safely. So I wanted to post this video because I think there's a misconception right now that the sanctions are all backfiring against the West, that it's actually causing the West bigger problems than it's causing Russia. We haven't really seen the impact of the sanctions kicking in fully yet for Russia, but this is the first indication of them doing so. This is going to cause major problems for Russia. And once you start to get a breakdown in your infrastructure, then it starts to impact on other parts of the economy. Because if you can't move goods and services backwards and forwards by plane, you can't move the people, you can't move all of your technical staff, then that's going to have a ripple effect. It's going to impact on other industries, such as oil and gas, which is such a big part of the Russian economy. So we've talked about it before. I've talked about the technological challenges that are facing Russia. They can't get certain things that they've been used to getting from the West. And parts to keep aircraft flying are one of those things. But the knock-on impact of the failure to get those parts is going to have a mushroom effect. This is going to start hurting the Russian economy. So over the next 3 to 6 months, it's likely that we'll see the pain starting to feed through, because if these planes can't take off, then there is going to be a direct impact on a whole lot of other businesses within Russia. So this is the first sign of real problems starting to emerge in the Russian economy. And over the next 3 to 6 months, I think that we will see a lot more things like this starting to pop up. So the outlook for Russia is really not good. And as you may have seen from a recent video that I posted, the price of oil is falling at the moment. And as that price of oil comes down, that means that Russia will be gathering in less revenue from the sale of its oil products. And this is aside from any of the sanctions. This is just an economic point of view. If the price of one of your commodities is falling, then that means that you will earn less revenue. Potentially, Russia will have significantly less revenue because they're having to sell some of the oil at a discount. And also the number of markets that they're selling into have reduced. And this is aside from the fact that they've reduced the amount of gas that they're selling to the Western world. So Russia's revenues are starting to come down anyway because of the reduction in global prices. But in addition to that, we're now starting to see the sanctions starting to hit home. And I think over the next 6 months, we will see some real problems starting to emerge in Russia. As always, I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments on this story or any others that I think are relevant as and when I see them. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.